Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the last time at Jewett and North you met on the Ball Diamond, the Mustangs were in the early stages of this 15-1 run, coming from behind to win 4-3, handing Bob Jones, remember, his 500th win. The two WIC rivals meet again Saturday in the Danville Regional here in the 3A Sweet 16. In that ball game, junior center fielder Cam Ingles scored the game winner on a sack fly off the bat of freshman Andrew Good. At the time, Ingles was batting ninth. Since, he has been moved to the leadoff spot and has become a big-time table setter for the surging Mustangs.
He's found an area that, you know, he can bunt, and it kind of catches the pitcher and the first baseman's back. So he's got real good speed, and it's worked out real well now. You know, put it to leadoff man, he knows his main objective is to get on base any way he can.
Well, and he's been doing a lot of that. Cam Ingles, the skipper of the red and black, Bob Jones, they're 19-8. Northview comes into this one Saturday 17-4. Our thought for this Wednesday: always turn a negative situation into a positive situation, like the Mustangs have after that early 4-7 start. Two Marion County rivals, Indianapolis Chatard and Brebeuf Jesuit, play in the other semifinal. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a week from Friday, 8 of Ron Helmer's Hoosier Tracksters will begin competing in the NCAA Outdoor National Championships out at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. Taking his second consecutive trip out to Eugene in the 5,000 meters for Ron Helmer, his ace distance standout, Ben Veach out of Carmel. Ben took the third automatic qualifying spot in his heat down in Jacksonville over the weekend with a season best time of 13:48.8, and he's getting quicker.
He's having a great, great career, and he and I both believe there's another step to be taken. He's really, really, really good, but he can get better, and that he's absolutely, I think, committed to that and set himself up to be able to hopefully take that next step. He's really good, and he's experienced, and so take another shot there and keep growing.
Veteran Hoosier track coach Ron Helmer on Ben Veach. Veach, one of eight that will be competing wearing the cream and crimson in Eugene starting a week from Friday. Our thought for the day: it's a wonderful thing to be optimistic. It keeps you healthy, and it keeps you resilient. Have a good Wednesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.